The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
So it's a Thursday, and Max is in, and she's now going to tell us all about what we're going to be doing in this hour.
Why, have you got something to do? Or have you forgotten?
No, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, it did.
In another studio.
In the olden days.
I would have to now lean over the back.
That's right.
And flick a switch.
Yeah.
And you would tell us what was going on. So, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Oh, yeah, that. We're talking about annoying habits, people's annoying habits, and we're also talking about supermarkets' most annoying habits. And as we talked about earlier, not only Fools and Horses, some others do have them even, is coming back on our screens sometime next year, after 37 years. What TV programme would you bring back?
Notice how I didn't interrupt you once.
Good boy. You get a sticker.
Oh, that's an annoying habit, isn't it? Good boy.
Good boy.
Well, I'll come over there and you pat me on the head.
Patronising, that is. Yeah.
Okay, so what do we tackle first? We'll tackle any of the
magic. I'll give you a couple of my annoying habits if you like. No, I don't mean I haven't got any annoying habits, obviously.
Are you aware of any that you do?
I've tried to... I do say absolutely quite a lot. I'm trying to cut down on that.
Oh, you're trying to cut down. Not stop, cut down. Not to stop completely.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be a bit of a shock to the system if I just go cold turkey. So I've got to gradually come off, wean myself off.
Just to even things up, I've got this thing where I've noticed, I've got to say, when somebody says something, you say, yeah, no.
I just did it.
And you... I just listen and I think, no, don't keep saying it. But you can't help it.
And they don't know. They don't know, do they? They're just saying, That's someone saying like too much.
Yeah. Or they say, and he turned round and he said to me.
I said to him.
He turned round, did he? What, you're talking to him and he turned round. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Like. lots of annoying
loads.
Habits. Are you aware of any others?
No.
Are you sure?
Go on then. Have I got one? Or have I got more than one? Be kind.
No. You haven't got annoying habits.
But you've got, I've seen a book coming on.
You've got habits, obviously, because everyone has.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that... I guarantee that I'm probably one of the most irritating people there are. I know that people will tell me that all the time.
But you get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
Now, I know you've got this habit where if we're talking about... So we're asking a question... And you kind of, within thinking of the answer, and you get it right, you go about five octaves higher, and you get all excited, like you should get a point for, answering.
Guilty as charged, yes.
I bet you're a nightmare to play Trivial Pursuit with. We said we should...
I didn't think I was complimentative. I didn't think I was competitive.
That's another habit in itself, isn't it? That's a Del Boy right there, isn't it? What did you call... What did you just call that?
Complimentative. That's two words
complimentative.
Put together.
I'm very complimentative, I am.
About my being competitive.
It is... It just happens with you, doesn't it?
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
You just stumble upon these brand new words.
I should write them all down. I used to make a word up, didn't I? Every week. You should have put them in a book. Everybody else writes books. They'll sell them.
You're probably on more than one a week now, aren't you? I mean, you're probably on a whole sentence.
Oh, dear.
But you stumble upon and you think of these habits. I don't think you've got, many bad habits.
Hang on, what is this? Analyse me.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a go at me in a minute, which is fine. I don't mind at all. But your habits are quite sort of not annoying, but...
there's quite a few then, is there? I thought we were friends.
You do interrupt a lot. I'll tell you what I find that, with you sometimes, I could be talking this side, and because you're doing something that side, you ain't listening.
Right, that's a common thing in the world out there.
You're not listening at all. I'll tell you, one of the things that I really detest, and you don't do this, but one of the things, is when you're talking to somebody on the telephone and they cough down the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that?
No.
Oh, so
that's one thing I don't do, apparently.
But I always, if I'm going to cough or I'm going to sneeze, I always put my hand over the mouthpiece. I don't know why. It's just, to me, it's just...
Oh, it's manners.
Yeah.
It? Because it goes straight in your eardrum, doesn't it? If this cough comes down, it's like people that are constantly clearing their throats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand that either.
Well, there was a guy that we used to work with a period of time ago, and he sorted his life out, which is great to know. But Justin Gladys was the biggest slob I've ever worked
with. That's a good word. I like that.
He would sneeze the loudest and most, you know, the wettest sneeze ever, and there would be no hand over mouth.
Yeah,
it would be
germs fly everywhere,
and it would be all over you, and you think you get showered and just completely oblivious. He didn't just do it once; he did it for years. No one ever told him.
Why not?
And I don't know why. Even if they did tell him, he didn't do anything about it. And that's one of the biggest things ever. When people sneeze or you put your hand over your mouth, it's quite simple. Now, you're told that as a child, early on in life, aren't you?
Yeah, when you
sneeze, cough,
put your hand over your mouth.
Have you noticed how many people don't? But when they do, when they're on the phone as well, they do exactly the same thing. So you're the other end. You might be partially deaf like me, so I've got the sound turned right up, and all of a sudden you get a come right down through your ear hole.
But if I'm going to do it, I turn my head the opposite way from the hearing piece.
Mm.
The hearing piece.
Do you mean the mouthpiece?
I'm in a different zone. I don't know what year I'm in, to be honest.
You are in a different zone. I'll be honest with you. It's really weird how other people are irritated by habits. I mean, other halves' habits are quite, after a period of time, they grate a little bit.
That's
even
it,
more.
Great.
When you've been married for X amount of years.
Careful
it
now.
Does. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There are things.
What are you asking me for?
What?
I thought Lewis and Fanny was free.
I know, all them blokes that keep
coming
down
and
your
going,
ass.
Yeah, through that door.
But it's really strange to see what other people get annoyed about.
One of them, you hate it, I hate it, and it's a common one. It's actually a number two in the top 10, is talking with mouthful.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. All that flapping of gums
sucking and
I really detest that.
But why does it get us so irate?
I don't know. I don't like it when people eat and they show you what they got in their
mouth. You can see what's in their gob.
Yeah. I don't like that either. That really does, you know.
Do you think that's how they haven't been told correctly as a child? Or they were and they just don't care?
Well, do you know what the strangest thing is? My mum was the one that said to me a long time ago, "You don't talk with your mouth full."
Never speak with your mouth.
And it was just bred into you. It was, but now, I mean, you go around her house, and I don't go around there for meals now because you start. She'll start eating and she'll start talking as well, and you get covered.
Did you take her teeth out?
What like they did on Granddad in Only Fools and Horses.
Do people still put false teeth in the jar next to the bed?
I don't know.
Or have we advanced?
That's an annoying habit, isn't it?
Put your teeth in a jar?
If you've got to put them in a jar overnight, at least don't put them by your bedside.
Why was that? I suppose it's because it's the first thing you do when you get out of bed, is it? Put your teeth in. Well, I'd go for a wee-wee.
You just imagine... You just imagine if you've got like a night of passion planned and your other half has taken her teeth out and put them in a jar.
Put your nashes in, love. I'm feeling fruity.
But like I say, it's interesting to see what other people get irritated by. And I've gone onto this website where you've got the top 20 most annoying habits that people have. And they're kind of, I don't know, they're kind of strange. One of them's cursing.
Swearing.
Yeah. There you go, two octaves higher. Swearing. Point. To me. I think that the cursing, the swearing thing is very... There was a bloke that... there's a woman two doors down from us who had a brother, and he was like this cockney geezer that came, and he was talking to Mick next door. This is going back a few years. and he was doing some work on the outside of his house. So Mick came out and made him a cup of tea. Mick's a lovely man. He's a gentleman, and you very rarely, very rarely hear him swear, and he wouldn't swear in front of ladies.
Mick.
Yeah. And he made this guy a cup of tea, and they were having a chat. And this bloke was F this, F that, and it was just like... And you watch Mick's face, and it was quite embarrassing. So that, to me, is a really bad habit. Like, effing and jeffing in front of someone you don't really know.
Inappropriate, completely.
Yeah, exactly. And that really does... That does... So I can get that. But when you first think, oh, swearing, people are offended by swearing. Well, yeah, okay, in that text, and that I think, yeah, fair enough. Spitting on the street is another.
That.
Oh, spitting on the street. Spitting chewing gum out. People that chewing gum.
Yep. That's just smacking and you're sucking again.
Do you know what? Last night I was watching an episode of Doctor Who. Don't ask why. I hate Doctor Who. I really detest Doctor Who, but the wife likes it. So I'm sitting there, because I've got to sit there and annoy her as much as I possibly can. There was this guy, 2 minutes into the programme, big guy, chewing on his gum, like Alex Ferguson style.
Oh, that God, that annoys.
You want a button to say, you know, just we don't need to see that. That's horrible. That's the worst sight ever.
Chewing on the cud. Anyway, giving it some.
This bloke was going... And it's the biggest bit of gum ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cow's tongue in his gob. It really is. It's massive. Anyway, he gets killed off. And I said, I'm glad he's dead. Because I couldn't have stood another 40 minutes of looking at him chewing his gum.
Yeah.
And, didn't go down very well at all. That's not very nice. Yeah, well, it's not a very nice blooming habit.
No,
it's that
horrible.
Irritating. It's really, really irritating. But spitting on the street. Do you know what's worse? When a woman does it. I don't know why.
I don't actually think I've seen a woman do
it. Oh, I see loads of... You obviously live in too posh an area. I mean, Shirley does it.
Yeah, and I ladle my gravy, you know.
Shirley does it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just
she
walks
down
heard.
The street.
Yeah.
Yeah. She blames the dog.
But the footballer's doing it on the pitch, and I don't like that. That's still
and they do
spitting.
They do that thing with their nose.
Oh, that's disgusting.
When they empty their nose, I just think, have a little
Kleenex up your sleeve.
Up your sleeve.
Manners, make
don't
it for man.
Me.
Don't interrupt me. Absolutely.
But that in itself, if you spend 10 minutes watching a football match, you're guaranteed to see.
I think
every...
they should be fined.
You interrupt me again.
Sorry.
But you're guaranteed to see every irritation under the sun. There's there's the spitting. There's the clearing one's nostril. There's the chewing the gum. The swearing at the referee. There's swearing in general. And there's that that thing where they do with their hands. They go, me, I'll never do that.
Oh, with their arms outstretched. Oh, sort of, yeah.
How irritating is watching football? Anyway, you can speak now, Maxine.
Oh, thank you. Tell me when I can and when I can't.
Number three on this massive list is not showering for days. This is the reason why water pressure is smaller on a Sunday night. That's funny.
There's no excuse for smelly people.
There are some people who take their weekly shower then, apparently it's on a Sunday, but that's a habit and a half. Bad breath, that's another one on this list.
How can that be a bad breath being a habit? Don't get me wrong, I can't stand bad breath, but how can that be a habit?
I don't know. I know our cats have got bad breath.
Oh, Sid's got terrible dog breath.
But that's for obvious reasons.
Yeah. I try and brush him as well, his teeth.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fighting other people for no serious reason.
But that's not an annoying habit.
But these are the top 20 habits.
Bad,
visiting someone without calling first.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's nice for an impromptu visit.
Is it?
Sometimes.
See, that's an annoying habit.
But you don't like people, full stop, so you're not really interested. You don't want to do
it's
your doorbell to ring.
I don't like... Well, yeah. We do that, don't we?
It's because we get all anal and get set in our ways. That's the problem.
The phone rings. What do we do?
Who's that?
Oh, God,
who can that be?
Who's that now?
Well, I've picked the phone up fine.
That's an annoying habit, isn't
it?
Who's that now? What are you asking me for? How do I know?
Yeah, but I don't think many people have got a landline as for that reason now. For the phone
I think you might be right there. Less and less is it being used.
So with your mobile, you can accept or reject.
Yeah. And do we ever reject? Right.
And
okay,
people talking too loudly on the mobiles.
Now, we've. Sorry, that's another habit of mine. I've just done it.
What? You went to
other people do it. No, you said something, and I've just changed. I was just going to change the subject.
Yeah. Oh, changing the subject was.
And that really. It irritates me as well. Do you know what? Chip was in here about a month ago. It was really funny.
Hmm.
It was really funny what he actually did because we were actually having a conversation about something. We were talking to the guys from Island Roads, and he was sat in the corner of the room, and we were huddled around in the middle of the room, and all of a sudden we were talking about the bridge, Wootton Bridge. And because Wootton Bridge had a bit of an issue with...
Well, it's 20 miles an hour job.
It is, and I think they've got to fix it up and so on and so forth. So there we were having a pretty extensive talk on, Wootton Bridge. And Chip just wanders across and just chips in with, I know what we should do. We should build a tunnel. Cut straight across everybody.
But that's why he's got his nickname Chip.
But it was so funny. Mm. And then we started talking to Chip about the tunnel, and it was just funny. Anyway, we're also talking about we're compiling a list of programmes that maybe they should bring back for a brand new series. And one of them is David Doyle has got in touch and said Minder.
They did though, didn't they? With
yeah, but that was a long time ago.
Wasn't it Shane Ritchie?
Oh, crikey, yeah, they did do it but with Shane Ritchie. You're right, you're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah, Grandma. That's
all right, Grandad.
Because they did it with Dennis Waterman.
Yeah.
And then was it Ray...
I can't remember.
It was Webster, Gary Webster, wasn't it?
That's it.
Gary Webster.
Who was in Footballers' Wives.
He was.
Yeah.
And he was married to someone famous, wasn't he? Married to... It was Anthea Turner's sister.
Yes.
It was, Anthea Turner's sister. And I've forgotten about Shane Ritchie coming back.
Mm.
They didn't make too many series with him, though, did they?
Didn't like it. This is what I mean about these bringing television programmes back. I just don't think it works.
I'm just trying to just have a little look up and see. 1994, it ran from 79 to 94, but then it did come back. And it would have come back in the last 5 years, hadn't it?
It might be a bit more than that.
It would have been the last 5 years,
right.
I thought. Shane Ritchie doing it? I can't believe it's longer than that. Let's just have a little look and see if there's any dates
was
and times on
then?
Here.
Was he Arthur then? I can't...
No, he played Terry, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
It was 2009.
9, 10, 11,
it only
12,
came,
13,
came, it was
14,
series
15,
11.
Six years. Look at me, youth counting with fingers.
Yeah, you did that brilliantly well, too. I would have laughed if it was 11 years. Cause
I wouldn't know what to do. Get my toes out.
Okay. They 5, 6 years ago, and they made 6 episodes, and that would have been series 11. You'd have thought that it was a lot more than that. They made 11 series, and I'm guessing that from the 90s onwards, 1991, that would have been with Gary Webster. So they only made 7 series with Dennis Waterman in. And you'd have thought it would have been a lot more than that, wouldn't you? But that's it. They only made 11 series. Shane Ritchie was in one at least. And Ray...
Winston?
Webster. Was... That's another one of your sweet habits. That's not sweet, is it? Yeah, it's not an annoying habit. You haven't done it yet. You haven't done a habit, an annoying habit. That I think, oh crikey,
haven't I?
No, not yet. give it time. So we're after a list of names, and we're also compiling the list of the most annoying habits. I don't like sniffers.
What's a sniffer?
Somebody that's, got a bit of something going on in their nose and they're sniffing.
Oh, continued sniffing.
Just blow your nose. There you go, there's a tissue, blow your nose.
That kind of irritates me.
I don't like it when people got a cold, okay? Mm. And I find this really offensive. When people got a cold or they got some stuff and they need to clear their throat and they do that.
That really annoys me.
That really does annoy me. Although I do it myself, I make sure that there's no one else around. No one else around. It's a bit like breaking wind. I mean, are you a windbreaker?
I certainly am not.
your nose just grew an inch then.
Did it?
Yes, it did. Because, let's be honest, we all do it. We all do it. Sometimes
we do.
Most women...
We do, Trump.
Most women with a little bit of class, they do it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Okay. And... And, you know, most blokes, I mean, I don't like it when they go, they just let one go and they that's horrible.
They're proud of it.
Yeah, no, that's revolting.
Yeah, it is revolting.
That really is. And there are people that do that. And I used to be that person.
Yeah, funny enough.
Because, you know, strangely enough, my son's mum was, I mean, she
you
could
got
trump,
it off her.
She could trump with the best of them.
She was a top trumper.
And because she was a fishmonger as well,
oh,
it was
dear.
Like, well, which...
It was all going well.
Which smelt well. Which was worse? Take your mind off that one. Oh, don't go in there. Give that 5 minutes. I don't like it when people do that as well. They go into a lavatory and they make a mess. They leave all the stuff down the back of the pan. Stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but they do, don't they? I mean, your boys must do that.
They're quite good, actually.
Now?
Seriously.
Now you've shown them the error of their ways.
Now I've given them the bleach and the brush and the cloth. They know what they're doing.
You must have gone in. Some days you've gone in and you've gone, oh, my God, what has he done in here?
No, actually, they do it about me.
Do they?
Oh, Mum. I go, I'm sorry. Well, that's what the toilet's for.
See, one of my my wife will tell you that there's probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of habits. And when I know that she's in the loo, okay,
she wants to be private.
Because there's always a certain time of day, isn't there?
Well, that's your body clock, isn't it? When do you go then?
I always stand outside going, who done that? Oh, who done that? What are you doing in there?
You're obviously having a poo.
But that's a filthy habit. So people, when you go in public toilets and people can't even be bothered to flush,
that
irritates. That's irritates. A really bad habit, that is.
Again, that's just rude, bad manners.
Are you a loo lid down or up?
Down.
Definitely down. I never used to be.
For women, always want
to down. I never
down.
Used to be, but now. But I get quite irate now when people don't put it down.
Really?
Yeah, I think, hang on a minute, where were you brought up, dragged up, wherever?
You're not turning, are you?
Thank you.
What about people squashing their bottom?
And if I was...
I could just see you, that's all, you know.
Oh.
People scratching their bottoms.
Yeah. And,
that's annoying, you know, habit. How did we get? We seem to have lowered the tone here. We're supposed to be talking about annoying habits.
Joan Ellis, who's a guest on the show on Monday. She's a really, really good author. She says teeth picking.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, when people do it with their credit card.
Yeah.
Oh. Or don't they get the nearest thing to hand?
Mrs. Steed has said, Macca, we have to butt in or else we'd never get a word in. You could talk for England.
True, thank you.
How dare you. Jonathan Street says, knuckle cracking.
Oh, God, I've not seen any of that for ages.
My son used to do that all the time. He used to do the neck crack as well. Ooh. That was, and you'd go, don't do that. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
What about those men? When did that start with men going into the toilet and taking the paper in with them and being in there for hours?
See the top.
Why would you want to sit in there smoking and reading a paper and all that?
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know whether it's still a done habit, but it seemed to be.
Well, you can't smoke anywhere these days, so I probably can't.
No. But I mean, it's quite revolting, isn't it? Especially if you know, in the olden days where there was only one toilet at a house and you needed to go in afterwards. There's no thought, or was there a consideration?
No, I mean, I just want to get in and get out. I don't want to be hanging around. Yeah,
Sometimes, Maxine.
Yeah, it's horrible things.
The call of nature.
I agree with all those other things you said. I think the worst thing is the footballers blowing their nose on the field. I mean, when did all that start? When you look, they show you old footage of old games and the old days with, like, Billy Wright and those old names. They never did that sort of thing, did they?
No, I don't think they did, actually.
When did it all start?
No, they didn't.
No, it's not. But you watch a football match for 10 minutes, and you're going to see them all those really horrible habits. And when you see,
they are, aren't they? I mean, they are revolt. There is no need for it, is there at all? I really can't understand why they do that.
Completely agree.
Do they do that off pitch? Do you think?
Well,
I don't
know. Can they? It's almost like it's cool. It's trendy. It's a thing to do, isn't it? It makes them look big. It's a horrible thing, and a horrible thing to, you know. To sort of demonstrate for younger kids, isn't it, watching or wanting them to be their idols. They look up to, don't they, some of these footballers as their icons. I mean, not much of an example, is it?
See, the thing is, there's so much about football that I really detest. Mm. You just imagine, you just cleared the contents of your nose. You just imagine if, because they all do it, so 22 players do it, even the ref will have a gob now and again as well.
Horrible.
And then you're throwing yourself around on the grass that they're, like, spitting and gobbing on.
Yeah. Well, of course, in some parts of the world, it's all perfectly acceptable. I know sort of in China and in Hong Kong, it's perfectly acceptable to spit on the pavement. It isn't an offence or anything.
Really? Isn't it in some countries as well, when you've had a meal, you've got a belch as well?
Yeah, is that France?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't like that when people, like, push out a belch.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. You can't drop a sweet paper or a sweet wrapper or anything without you're punished. It's incredibly clean, and people do as they're told as well. It's weird, isn't it, the world over?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that funny?
Like the footballers' nasty habits. I mean, I don't think the rugby players do it, do they?
No.
I don't know.
I suppose they must do.
I worry about them rugby players sometimes,
what?
Though.
Because yeah. In those scrums.
They can't wait to scrum down, can they? And you know, they'd be a case of you ask yourself.
I mean, especially if they let Trump out.
Very, very slightly. Still on the line of sports then. On BBC itself, it really was moving. Because you used to like Speedway, didn't you, Ian?
I still do.
Young Australian rider Darcy Ward.
Yeah.
Who had a horrendous crash in Poland 6 weeks ago and couldn't feel anything in his lower body now. He's only 23 and he was at Somerset last night with a benefit meeting for him. And the whole of the Speedway world is Darcy. You know, everywhere's got Darcy T-shirts and the whole... It was incredible support for him, and he was at Somerset last night in a wheelchair. It was on the news, and he was his first public appearance. At one point, he couldn't move his arms, but he could move his arms now, and he was being interviewed. And I mean, it was so sad. He just cried. I mean, he's 23, and he is in his wheelchair, and he just cried. I mean, it was a tragic, tragic loss for his, you know, if he can't get better, it doesn't look good for him at the minute. I don't think, but.
No.
It was very, very moving. If you get a chance to see any BBC One, BBC South footage,
I will. Those guys
see on the news. It was tragic, and they know it's a dangerous sport. They know that, but when it happens to such a youngster with such a talent, there's no sort of no news yet as to what the damage is. He had very bad spinal injuries.
Did you hear the story? Just to cut across you, and obviously change the subject completely different. There was a guy, I think a young man, a young kid, three in Australia, where his head became detached from his neck or his body internally. Yeah.
Yes.
And they've managed to, and he's going to make a full recovery.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
His head cage thing on. Yeah, they kind of joined him all up. Obviously, his spinal cord wasn't damaged, was it?
Thank
but
God,
it was
eh?
Obviously his bony structure, wasn't it? Became detached from his body, didn't it? Inside, internally. How amazing that they've managed to do that. I mean, I think it's fascinating.
Absolutely
what
incredible.
What medical science can do now. That's why I think maybe there might be hope for these kids and or people that are paralysed, because I think stem cell surgery seems to be the way forward, doesn't it? I mean, I don't think I'd have any ethical worry about, you know, whether it's moral or immoral to do that sort of thing. I think, crikey, if you could get someone walking again through that sort of thing, it's got to be good, hasn't it? Surely to goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm all for it.
If you could Darcy back on the Speedway bike, it would be absolutely fantastic. But I don't know whether that will happen. But
well, let's wish him a recovery.
So sad. I mean, it really, you know, it brought tears to my eyes to see him there. He was trying to talk and then tears just came and it was so sad. You know, I thought, oh, he's such a lovely young man. It's awful.
Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Anyway,
thanks for your call.
I can't think of any other bad habits. Well, there's loads, aren't there?
Come on, you've been married a long time. You must have picked up a
dear,
few.
Oh, I know.
I bet the old man's got a few habits that you know.
Well, they're habits. They're just sort of like... the times I say to him, your mother would never have let you do that. You know, or surely your mother didn't let you get away with that. Or if I do chastise him, he then says, I blame the parents. So I can't win with him.
Classic.
But he is really, he's not really house trained. I've tried
what
for over 20
is.
Years and I've given up now, I think.
What man is?
Just have to, you know, as the saying goes, accept me for what I am and not what you want me to be.
Yeah, too right. Too right. Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Okay.
Thank
you.
See you
later. Bye.
Bye-bye. I've just thought of another one, licking the knife. Do you lick the knives?
Well, that's just bad manners.
Yeah, but it's when someone else is an annoying habit. I do it all the time.
No, don't do that.
Because I know it annoys someone. right, okay. Jeffrey Hughes says, not that Jeffrey Hughes, obviously.
Right,
yeah,
right.
People in the audience playing and listening to their mobiles. Jeffrey's obviously an actor or something. And yeah, that is quite frustrating. People, there must be so many annoying habits to do with mobile phones, wasn't there?
Well, the only one I can think of is two things. Not switching it off, say, when you are watching the film, like you say, and someone's
Is that yours that's just gone off?
Yes.
And that's not me sending you a message. That's your phone's gone off, isn't it, eh? Someone's done that deliberately, I'm sure.
And, like I said earlier, people are really talking loudly into the mobile phone, so they want everyone to hear your conversation.
There's plenty. There's plenty of mobile phone, habits that are not good.
People pushing in.
Oh, I don't like people pushing in either.
That's annoying.
That's a British thing, though, isn't it? Oh, you're pushing in. I was before you.
Yeah.
Mark Petty says, people asking me what annoys me. That annoys me. Carol Farr says, what? You think the loo lid should be up? Honestly, men. No, I think the loo lid should be down, and it really irritates me when it is.
You must be in the minority.
Well, I am.
Of
posh.
Men.
Brought up, not dragged up. Ruthie says, yeah, leaving toilet seats up. Grrr. And there's three kisses as well. Thank you for that, Ruthie. Ali says, offering someone a sweet and they take three or four.
Oh, yeah, a bag of crisps. They do. They take a great big handful, don't they? And there's none left. Is that aimed at you?
That's aimed at me, yeah.
I thought it might be, yeah. I walked straight into that one.
I was told yesterday, because every time I go in for the sweets, it's like my hand goes in. Is that your phone going off again? Those phone habits. I go in, I'm like, you know that thing that you'd have gone to in the arcade, where you put your money in and you try and get a toy out?
Oh,
and you
never
have this
do.
Thing arm coming across. Yeah. And you never do, because it don't pick
waste
up anything. That's
no,
what my
there's
hand's
no grip
like.
On it.
That's what I'm like when I'm going in for my sweets.
So,
I'm using my hand. And I get about three or four, I must admit. Carol Farr says, then they suck those sweets, mastication noises, and then they start crunching them whilst denouncing noisy eaters. Couldn't make it up, I'm not. That's from Carol, thank you for that. I don't like hearing somebody else's crunch. That's an awful habit.
But there's some things you eat, you can't help it.
I don't like it.
A boiled sweet.
If I'm having a packet of crisps, I always make sure that someone else is crunching as well. Because I don't want to hear their crunch. And I'm pretty sure they don't want to hear mine because I'm irritated by the crunch. So you just imagine when you're eating say for instance some crackling.
Oh, that is bad. Crackling's top of the list.
Oh, that would make so much of a racket. Mm. You've always got to make sure that everybody else has got a bit as well. Because otherwise you're conscious of the fact that you are now creating this really awkward moment. Because you're crunching the hell out of this bit of pork crackling and making a right old racket. Mm. And it's annoying. Do you like hearing other people's crackle?
No, can't stand it. I don't know why it winds us all up.
But it does. That's a sad thing. That's a sad thing.
And these things that can cause massive arguments.
Now, what programme would you bring back?
Mongrels.
Mongrels, what's that?
Mongrels, what's that?
Mongrels, what's that? I was expecting something else.
Yeah, through you.
What's that?
What's that?
What is it?
It was a BBC programme.
Anyway, time's up. It was a BBC programme.
Basically, it was set in an East End pub. It was shown after 10 o'clock and it was puppets, but mixed in with real people. Like, they have an Afghan and a fox and something, and the characters are hilarious. I think it did two runs.
Was it a children's programme?
No. After 10 o'clock at night.
Was it on in the afternoon?
No, and it's absolutely... It's right up your street, because we've got the same sense of humour.
All right.
And then they didn't make another one, because the making of the puppets was so expensive. And there was a huge thing on Facebook to try and bring it back.
All right.
Oh, I used to look forward to it. It was a Thursday evening. Absolutely couldn't wait. We all got it. Absolutely loved it. It was hilarious.
Well, just on that note, I'd love it if they brought back Spitting Image. But not as that programme.
That programme, what was it called?
That wasn't like Spitting Image. That wasn't funny.
with what's
spitting image was hilariously clever.
Oh, very, very funny.
Really, really funny. I'd love it if they brought that back on a Sunday night. That would be really, really good.
That finished off your evening before you went to bed, didn't it?
Yeah, well, rounded off the weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, and then you went got up for a fresh start the next day.
Yeah, and you've had a bit of a laugh and you're looking forward to the next week. Another roast dinner. Another roast dinner, yeah. So we're after your annoying habits. Plenty of people have got in touch, and the top 20 around the world, there are, I mean, going to someone else's house and bringing anything, not bringing anything, like a bottle of wine or some fruits or some flowers or anything like that.
Bad manners. So,
yeah, but that's more bad manners than a habit, isn't it?
I always take a gift.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? When you came round to...
Even to you, I brought you some smoked garlic.
Smoked garlic, yeah.
Just a little token.
Picking your nose in public, that's one here.
So many people do it when they're driving.
Yeah.
No, well, sorry, not when they're driving, when they're at station or at the traffic lights. Do they not think that people can see them? And their fingers are like stuck up their nose.
And then what do they do?
Oh, no. No.
They roll it, flick it. Roll it, bend it, flick it. Flick it out the window, don't you? Flick it out the window. Do what the footballers do. Just go on the windscreen. So yeah, picking your nose in public, that's a pretty awful. I don't like people.
Why do people eat it, for God's sake, knowing what it is? Why?
See, apologies if you are eating your lunch. We'll take a quick break there. We'll take a quick break there because I've got to get out of my nose, and we'll come.
I need a Trump.
We'll come straight back. I thought you had already.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240. Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.
The Castle St Helens. Superb self-catering accommodation in St Helens, open all year, just a short walk from the beach. Full details, including availability and offers, can be found on our website at www.sthelenscastle.co.uk. It's also the perfect place to book if you have relatives coming to visit you on the island, with special rates available for bookings made from Isle of Wight addresses. Contact us on www.sthelenscastle.co.uk or on 01983 875 993, that's 875 993, to book your perfect getaway on the Isle of Wight. Also see the Facebook page for the castle for more details.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call West Wight Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwightaudio.co.uk, or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Artist Joanna Corey will show you an amazing new drawing technique on this Waves Art Workshop called Stand on Your Head with Amazement on Saturday 10th of October at Key Arts from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Afterwards, it's up to you whether you share this new drawing technique with friends and family or keep it secret. Places are funded by Key Arts Youth Offer Waves and are free for young people aged 11 to 14. Booking is essential, so contact our box office on 822 490 to book your place.
This has been a four-piece production sponsored by CLC, the Care Learning Centre.
What is creative design? It's design that works for you to bring value to your business. It enhances your product or service, ensuring your target market identify with your brand. Integrated into print and web communications, creative design from Cross Print Media ensures consistency across all digital media platforms, online and offline. Talk to Cross Print Media. Our team of skilled designers are here to help you. Call 524885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Okay, we're back with part two. We're talking annoying habits, and there are plenty, believe me, and we've only touched the surface. Here's one from Tamvir. Thank you for tuning in, Tamvir. People who talk to you in urinals. So you stood there having a Jimmy Whittle, and somebody sparks up a conversation.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do this, but I really don't like it when people... I'm concentrating.
Yeah.
I don't need someone to, you know, distract me in any
lovely
shape or form.
Lovely day out there, isn't it? Somebody, can't imagine it.
Leaving the dining table whilst others are still eating. What's the point of dining with everyone if when you can't wait a few minutes for other people to finish?
Hear, hear.
That is a really, really bad habit, getting down from the table without, you know, when the other persons are still...
Not only that. Sorry, I've just interrupted.
Again, yeah.
When they leave the table, they don't push their chair in.
Oh.
They leave it out, distance,
Or take the plate down to where they should take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both my sons put their chairs in.
Talking whilst the television is on.
Oh, yes, and you're trying to watch a good programme.
My wife would do that. The good thing about it now is you can pause the TV, can't you? Because we've got that ability to pause TV now.
Not with my old 1950s black and white jobby. I haven't even got a remote.
yelling into your mobile phone. We've done this one. Not looking into someone's eyes. Smoking.
Oh, what about people that smoke and blow the smoke in the person's face?
Yeah. I don't like that.
Is it all right to smoke after sex, though? Is that all right? Is that annoying or not?
Only if you're over 17. Apparently. Okay, what else have we got here? Usage of slang and abusive languages in front of children. I don't like that. I don't like lying. That's a horrible habit as well. Using other people's personal stuff. Nick says...
Yeah.
Hang on, it's disappeared. Nick says people who lick their fingers whilst eating, people who smack their lips whilst chewing, what you're doing there,
yep.
And people who give unsolicited advice. That's Nick. Thank you for that. Cutting in line is another one that people get upset
by. What's cutting?
I think pushing in.
Oh, pushing in. Yeah. What about people speaking on their mobile phones when they're in a supermarket and they're being at the cash out?
So
that's a height of bad manners as well as being annoying.
When somebody's getting served and they've got
that's what I mean, and they're on the phone. All that stuff, yeah.
No, what I was going to say is because you interrupted me, they've got headphones in. See, you're as bad as Dame Shirley, you are. So they're getting checked out and they've got their headphones in.
Yeah.
And anybody that's got their headphones in, you're trying to have a conversation with them, and they just don't want to talk to you. And Beck says, my sneezing fits. I'm sure he's just attention seeking, says Beck. My wife has sneezing fits. I pause the telly and I count them. There's probably... we get 18, 19.
That's not right.
That isn't right. I mean, it might have something to do with the pepper that I put underneath the pillow.
Could be.
So there you go.
Michael White.
George says, I hate people talking with their with food in their mouths. Shirley says, hope you notice that all your co-presenters agree with me about you butting in all the time. No, I didn't. Stop butting in.
She's doing it even when she's not here.
People who eat with their mouth open. That's the same as what George has said,
That's
actually.
That's a common one, isn't it?
See, that really annoys me as well. When somebody comments on a Facebook page that someone's already done, they've already said, but all you've done is just rearrange the words and you come up with the same thing. Shania says, people on their phone when you're talking to them. So they're on their phone and they're trying to talk to you as well.
I won't do it. I'll say, I'll wait till you finish.
Yeah.
No, they'll say, go on. I'll wait.
Hang on, Max. I'm just checking my phone. All right. What else have we got here? Let's have a little look. As for TV programmes to bring back for a brand new series, Dean Hodges says, hello, Dean. Nice to know you're out there. Dean's a lovely fellow. He's got that the sports memorabilia shop opposite Morrison's in Newport. You go in there,
I know.
Show pictures.
Yeah, I still keep meaning to go in there.
Really nice chap is Dean. He's a West Ham fan, but don't hold it against him.
With someone who buys loads of stuff from
don't
him.
Don't interrupt. You what,
I
sorry?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening to you. Dean says, bring back Bergerac.
Oh, yeah.
See, Dean, I thought you were a nice bloke.
Yeah, it's a bit dowdy, isn't it?
Well, do you know what? I say bring back Bergerac, but don't have it on Jersey. Have it on the Isle of Wight. Because we've only got one copper now, haven't we? There's been so many blooming cutbacks. Also, I don't know. I know you won't agree, Ian, Shirley says. Upstairs, downstairs. They did bring it back. They brought it back and they put it on BBC.
Don't remember that.
They brought it on, brought it back and put it
can't
on BBC.
Can't beat the original.
And I think it was Keira Knightley was in it.
But isn't, what's that, that dreary Downton sort of the take-off, isn't it?
Sorry, are you saying you don't like Downton Shabby?
Dreary Downton.
Do you know what? You're the only other person that I know that, that is brave enough to come out and say that they don't like it. I think that's a bad habit. You know, watching Downton Shabby. I really do. That's a horrendous habit.
This is the last one, though, isn't it?
It is. Supermarket bad habits.
Supermarket bad habits. Offers
no,
such as...
Bad
what
habits.
What did I say?
I don't know. That's a bad habit in itself.
Is
contradicting
it?
People.
Contradicting.
When they say something like... Atomic Kitchen.
Oh, I like that. I think I should stick it as Atomic Kitchen. I'm liking that. Offers such as 3 for £10 when you only wanted one or two.
Yeah.
Online or in-store exclusives create a sense of immediacy when selecting products, so consumers will usually spend more than intended as a feeling of missing out. Moving products around so you spend longer in the store trying to find what you want. Lowest priced option, often at the highest point, so shorter people can't reach.
Right.
That happens to me all the time.
Down to short people again, yeah. That's a dig at me, is it? That's an annoying habit you've got there.
Pumping out the smell of bread baking to lure you in to make you feel hungry, and it does work.
It does. Do you know, I was taken to Aldi in Cowes, a new Aldi. I was told, get yourself down Aldi. I've got some brilliant ice cream from
there.
Yeah,
a trip out to Aldi, did you?
Oh, crikey. It's bedlam down there. Mm. It really is. There's so many people that use Aldi. And here's an annoying habit that I would say, look, right, we're going to put arrows on the floor. You've got to go round one way. You can't keep
the
zipping
business.
Around. Oh, crikey, you can't get by. People are moving in this direction, they're moving in that direction.
I say, stood in the middle.
A system put in place. It's an annoying habit. You're all going in there and everywhere. Have some arrows on the floor and make it one way. All right, and if you want to go back, you've got to go back around again. Don't turn around and go the other way as you get fined.
Do you want to put a few roundabouts in there as well? Do you think that might help?
No, because there's another annoying habit.
No one knows when to go.
Exactly. You're stood there having a conversation. Yeah, is it you? Is it me? No.
Yeah.
How are you? You're
and then
right?
You all go at the same time and have a bump.
What is it about island people on roundabouts?
I don't think it's just the island.
Really?
No.
Honestly.
So go on, give way to the...
Left.
Right. It's all your fault.
That is one of the most annoying habits ever.
We're all doing that. Come on, it's you.
Something else that annoys me as well is when people let everybody else out.
Oh, yes.
I don't let anybody out.
Oh, I don't let anybody out. I'm not budging. Not only that, you let them in or out and they don't thank you.
No. Oh, that annoys me.
That gets me going.
Do you shout?
Yes.
Do you then say, well, thank you.
I do all
thank
that.
Thank you.
And the business when you've left the door open for someone to go through and they don't. They just glide through as if you're the porter.
Yeah.
Door person. I go, well, thank you. I fall out with myself.
Why do we do that? That's an annoying habit.
It is.
We do that. There's we could do a subject. We could pick a subject in any place, anywhere where somebody's got an annoying habit. What I find really annoying when you're sat in, it doesn't matter where you are sat, but 9 times out of 10 this will happen in a waiting room. If you're waiting for a train or a boat or anything like that, you sit down and you've got the young mum that's got a small child and she's talking to the child so you can hear. Because she's playing to you. She's acting and showing off the child. And I'm thinking, no, I don't want to know. I don't care.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're not cute. I don't like children. You know, they do it all the time, don't they? They talk loud. Yeah. Oh, that's clever. Oh, look at you. That looks really good, doesn't it?
Yes.
And they're waiting for you to chip in.
They're waiting for you to say, oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That is so irritating.
Just bitter and twisted, I think.
No, I don't think so. It's just irritating. They're playing to the crowd. All
that's
right, you've got a kid. It's not that cute.
Yeah, we've all got one. We've all got 5 or 6 by different fathers. What's the problem?
The rate you're going.
Oh, yeah. The rate I'm going.
Right, okay. So, have we done the coughing down the phone, sniffing, nose pickers?
I've got some more supermarkets.
Go on, carry on with your supermarket trip.
Supermarket sweep. Do you remember that awful program?
Yeah, he's annoying.
He's annoying, yes.
What was his name?
Dale
Orange.
Winton.
Orange
Dale
fella.
Tango Winton. Slow music to make you move more slowly around the aisles. What's that all about? I didn't know that one. High sugar or high-priced brand items at eye level for children. Putting deals at the entrance of the store, such as biscuits, to make impulsive buys. You just got to be strong-willed.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Discipline. If you only want the essentials, I say write a list. Stick to your list.
Yeah.
Don't go off your list. And never shop when you're hungry. That's a big mistake.
Never shop when you're hungry.
Because you're putting everything in the trolley. Have you ever been at the supermarket when you've cashed out and you haven't got enough on you and you've had to ask them to take a few things off?
Yeah.
And you stand there now, hang on a minute, what would it be? You've got a loaf of bread, so a packet of apples, some chocolate, or a bottle of wine. What's going?
Yeah, I'm keeping the wine. For sure I'm keeping
the wine.
Keep
that liquid cake.
Yeah, that's something that's not happened for a while, but I'm not allowed to go shopping very often.
Because you get the wrong things.
No, it's just I spend it. Yeah, let's have this as well, let's have that.
Yeah.
It is kind of annoying.
Supermarkets love you then.
An annoying habit, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and I don't like it when, just say for instance, when you've taken your stuff out and you put it on the trolley and then somebody else will have a bit of a dig. They won't say anything, but then they'll pick up the next customer thing and they'll put it in front
yeah.
of you. Just so, because you may have forgotten to do it.
Yeah.
And they make a big point of it. Just don't interrupt. They make a big point of it, grabbing hold of it and slamming it down. Just
Because your food might contaminate theirs.
Or you may get charged.
Yeah.
That's all right. Don't worry. I don't want your stuff.
No, don't like that anyway.
But it is. It's really. There are so many things.
Or they make
a
point
it.
Of really reaching over you to get the thing. They don't say, can you pass me?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, please.
What are you talking to me?
Yeah, no. Oh. But it's true.
I don't have to today.
Excuse me. I don't like any of that. Anyway, look, we've managed to fill an hour almost. And I say, the other TV programme, the other feature was the TV programmes that you would bring back. Which one overall would you actually go for? If you could say, right, if somebody said to you, because Ruthie's just been in touch, said The Paradise. Do you remember
what
The Paradise?
That?
I have no idea.
No idea on that, Ruthie, I'm afraid.
Ruthie likes The Paradise. So, to me, it would be the ultimate. It would be Only Fools and Horses, But it just wouldn't be the same.
No.
So, and I'd love the professionals to come back. That would be really, really good.
Bodie and Doyle. Bogie and Doyle.
I was just thinking, go back to the footballing habits again. You know, no one. It's not grass stains on their shirts when they're sliding around. It's all those footballers going their noses and clearing their nostrils, isn't it? Other programs, yeah. Professionals, I'd love to see that come back.
I did like The Professionals.
I'd love to see someone have a crack at doing Steptoe & Son as well. Although it would be dated, because if you brought it back and put it in today's scenes...
The tin bath and all that.
Yeah, well, who's a rag and bone man these days?
I don't see them.
No. So
you go to the tip, don't you? You take it to the tip yourself.
Yeah, it would be kind of dated, so, you know. But fascinating, I would love to see it, even if they redid it from the 1960s, or even the early 70s. That would be really good. I can't think of anything else, really, to be honest.
Check my mongrels out, though.
My mongrels.
Well, no, it's called mongrels. I meant my choice.
Ah, see, that's an annoying habit, isn't it? It's like, it's your choice. It's like you made the programme.
Yeah. You're
like building it up to
I'm
be more
mom
important.
I'm in the waiting room with the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, look at little Johnny.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah,
it's lovely. You're so clever. Yeah. I bet you're top of the class.
Whenever you're in that instance, under your breath, you're going, I'll clear off.
You are, aren't you?
Come and sit in another
room.
Another
annoying habit. You're sitting in that waiting room or airport lounge, whatever, and space galore. And why does the big person come and plonk themselves right next to you with so many bags and everything and take over your personal space
and start talking to you?
Yeah, and you don't want to have conversation.
No, you don't.
No. You don't. You're in the wrong business.
Oh, I go home and I keep myself to myself.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah,
I'm
very often quoted as saying I don't like people. Walking down the high street. I'd rather cross over if there was people coming towards me.
It's funny, isn't it?
That's an ism, I'm sure. And it's
ism.
It's a dreadful habit to have, but I like it.
That's the way you are, my darling.
Anyway, it is the way we are. Okay, and
yes.
That is just about it. Thank you for being there, Max.